So yesterday we did Anochi. The second of the Dibrot, don't worship idols, I'm not going to focus on at the moment. And obviously they are the first two are related, but also distinct, and that's a discussion for another time. I want to focus on number three, because I feel like three is often overlooked as the Dibrot go. People sort of get, why is it that I am God and don't have idols, begin the Aseret HaDibrot, regardless of whether you think it's a commandment or not a commandment, as you talked about yesterday, we sort of get why that's the introduction. And some of them, Shabbos, okay, murder, adultery, theft, good. Why is Lo Tiseh number three? Lo Tiseh Shem Elokecha Lashav, don't use God's name in vain. Why does that go so early? Now, it's an interesting mitzvah. So I want to read you a Rambam, just to sort of highlight the point. The Rambam, in the beginning of the 12th parak of Hilchot Shvuot, writes as follows. Afal pi shaloka nishba lashava lo sheker, v'chen nishba shvuot, eidu shvuot, begadu mevi karban, even when you get punished for swearing in vain or falsely, you get malkos, you bring your karban, ein mitkaper lohen avon hashvuah kulo, you are not fully forgiven. Shneamar lo yinake Hashem, because it says God shall not cleanse you of this. Now, obviously, that's quoting this pasuk, which is lo tisa Hashem anay lecha lashav ki lo yinake Adonai et asher yisa et shmo lashav. And then he continues, Ein lazen nikayon midin shamayim, ad shifra mimenu al Hashem hagadol shechilel. And there is no cleansing in heaven until you pay your debt, until you're punished, until God collects the debt from you. Sheamar v'chilalta et shem elokecha ani Hashem. Because it says, if you have desecrated the name of God, I am God. L'fichach tzarich adam, you have to be more careful in this mitzvah than any other avera. Halacha bet, avon ze min hachamurotu, and this sin is one of the strict ones, the stringent ones. Moshe Aharon Hilchot Tshuva, and then he references in Hilchot Tshuva, where in Hilchot Tshuva you find out that, and he continues, avo bishein bo lo karet v'lo mita beidin. It's true that in punishment, it doesn't carry the same type of punishment. Yeshbo chilul Hashem mikudash shehu gadol mikol ha'avonot. It has the desecration of God's name, and therefore it is greater than all sins. And in Hilchot Tshuva, the Rambam goes through the consequences of that in terms of what you actually need for tshuva. But I want to focus on this formulation. Why is it that this is so bad? I mean, the Rambam tells you in no uncertain terms that the reason it is where it is, and he's drawing this from the Gemara, he doesn't make it up, but this is a nice succinct summary. This is terrible because it has this thing called Chilul Hashem in it. Now, sometimes we talk about Chilul Hashem generically, except it's clear that the most literal interpretation of Chilul Hashem is desecration of
the name
of God. The name. Not anything else. The name. Why the name? Why is this such a great sin? What is going on here? What is this thing? What is it that makes it up to number three in the things that God says to us when He introduces the Torah? I don't want to run into the heretical problem that the Gemara says of saying this is the most important and everything else is not important, or only this was given as the end. That's not what I'm saying. But still, this is, you can't escape the fact this is the third thing that God tells us when He introduces Himself and introduces the Torah. So why? Why is it so bad?
I guess if you misuse or overuse the name of Hashem, loses its power and fear and respect, and it just
good.
Loses all of its oomph, and it just becomes like just another word.
Good. And I think we have to push it a little bit farther. I think you're right, but I have to add a Ramban, and then we'll be good. Okay. What does God's name mean? Why is His name important? Why does He care? So what the Ramban develops is that by name, we mean, fundamentally, reputation. Right? That's what it means. The way you are known is through your name. That's how people identify you. And Shem Hashem is the same. This is how God is manifest or identified in this world. The Ramban argues that why is it, and I've mentioned this before, so I'm going to mention it again because it comes up so many times in Tanakh that it's worth saying over and over, but I think it's central to this point. Why is it that the simple argument to God, you can't do X, even though you should, but you can't because of what people will say about you? Why does that work? Why does that save us from the Egel? Why does that save us from the Meraglim? Why does Hazinu promise that that will save us in the future? That no matter how low we go, God literally says, I would have destroyed them if it weren't for, according to half of Parsha, anyways, according to, if it weren't for the fact that the nations would say something bad about me. Right, let me get the pasuk from Hazinu. Amarti afehem ashbita me'enosh zikram. God says, I would have destroyed them, completely annihilated their memory from amongst humanity. Lule kas oyev agur peni nekrot saremo pen yamru yodena rama velo adonai paul gozot. If it weren't for the fact that the enemies would say it was us and not God. So the Ramban in that pasuk says, why does this keep working? We deserve to be destroyed in Meraglim. Moshe says, what will the Mitzrim say? God says, you're right, save them, Meraglim. Again, Hazinu says, you'll do it again. Happens in Yecheskel, happens in Tehillim. At least six times that come to my mind right now. It happens in Tanakh. So the Ramban says, it's very simple. The world was created so that human beings would recognize God. That's where the world was created. God doesn't need people otherwise. Unless there is a value to beings outside of God himself recognizing God. And therefore, the notion of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem isn't just a mitzvah. It is the mitzvah. It is the fundamental value about which all other values are oriented. Because this is the point of the world. Mm-hmm. It is the one thing that, so to speak, kivyachal, whatever, with as many qualifiers as I need to add, right? Or as Chazal would say, if it weren't a pasuk, I couldn't say this, right? Imale. If it weren't for the fact that it was a kasov, efshar omro, but it is a pasuk. Right? God allows his own hand to be forced in service of his reputation. And the Ramban argues that the reason, again, is because that was the point of the world. And therefore, every time God's reputation is threatened, it literally undermines the purpose of the world, and it legitimizes doing things that otherwise don't make sense, don't comport with justice, truth, right? It is the overarching, overriding value. And I think that's the simplest shot as to why this is so bad. Because since shame, one second, since shame is the instantiation of God's reputation, how he's identified in this world, to misuse that. I'm sure that if you were mystical, you'd say it's also because the name itself has power. It's mystical and powerful. And I'm not denying that that's possibly part of the cheshbon also. I really am not. That is way, way beyond me. Could be, I don't know. Right? But the very simple pshat, which is that a name is a means by which we identify ourselves, by which we create a reputation, and that is central to the very creation of the world and is the one thing that can push God's hands to not follow justice and truth and all those things, is why this is Minachamurot. And again, it's not that the Rama makes it clear, it's not that it has Misa, Kares, despite that it's Minachamurot, and there's no kapara for it in a normal way. Rechil Hashem, in general, do you not get kapara until you die? Do you not get kapara even if you die unless you have rectified it with Kiddush Hashem? Right? These are discussions in the Rishonim, but this is why I think this is so, so central, and I think that's what's wrapped up in the third Dibra of Lotisa. Yes, and then I got to run to Amadib. You had a question? Question? Yeah.
Why wouldn't saying I am God, like I am the only God, why wouldn't that be like saying that I am the overall God? Why is the name more so than saying there's only one God?
Because it's not just that there is a God. It's who is this God? Like, who is this God?
There is a God.
It's not just that there is a God. When Moshe doesn't say that the Mishram will deny God, he says they'll say he's a weak God or a wrathful God. Right, Lama Yomru, right? Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Bira'otziam Laharogotam Be'arim Ulchalotam Alpnei Adama. It's not about his existence; it's about who he is. But God cares not just that people know he exists, but that they understand what type of God he is. And therefore, Moshe's critique isn't they'll stop believing in God; it's that they'll say, "Oh my, you know, there is a God, but Bira'otziam, he's cruel." That for Moshe is the problem. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is I am God. Lo yeh, is that you shouldn't have other gods. Lo tisa is make sure that my identity, what type of God I am, is clear in the world, and you don't distort that, you don't misuse that, you don't misappropriate that. I think that's the point, right? It's not just that there is a God; it's what type of God, right? If you believe that there is a God, but you also believe in, that horrible, horrible, horrible phrase by Christopher Hitchens about God. So I don't think you've gotten very far in terms of, you know his phrase about God, right? No, is it Dawkins? No, it's Dawkins, right? Okay, I really should go. But, Dawkins, let me see, God quote, I think it's Dawkins, yes, here, I'll read you this quote, and just, again, he doesn't believe in God because of this, but if you believed in God, but you believed in the God that Richard Dawkins doesn't believe in, this is the old phrase, right, the God that you don't believe in is not the one that I do believe in. Or the God that you deny is not the one I believe in, whatever. But just listen, the point is, if you believe in God, but you believe in, quote, the God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. Jealous and proud of it, a petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak. A vindictive, bloodthirsty, ethnic cleanser, a misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully. Exactly. If you believed in God but thought that about God, I don't think we've accomplished much, even if technically you haven't violated Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Zedicha Meretz Mitzrayim. And that's, I think, the point, is that Lotisa is about making sure that not only do people believe there is a God and they don't serve other gods, but that the God they believe in is the right God, is the right identity of God. And that's why God spends so much time throughout Chumash explaining who he is, that is Karachum, Vechanun, Hashem, Hashem. Right? He goes through all his Midot HaRachamim, and God is trying to not just portray himself as an existent God, but he's trying to present a certain type of godliness. And that's what Lotisa is about. And that's what it adds to Anochi and Lo Yehi Lecha. Okay, that's a good place to end. Obviously, I don't endorse. If it weren't clear, I didn't endorse that horrible, horrible quote. That is Chilul Hashem Pshuto Kimashma'o Mamash.